Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Don Finkel, who's the retired head of Shaw's Hardwood Flooring Business. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to be with you. I appreciate you spending some time with me. I kind of wanted to go through your career and talk a little bit of the highlights since you're retiring. I know you're not going to be leaving us for good because you are now the chairman of the Hardwood Federation. We'll get into that in a minute. Let me start out just by going from my memory about what I know about you, and then you fill in the gaps, if you will. I know you are approximately 60 years old, so you've done well if you're retiring now at this point in your life. You grew up in Daytona Beach, Florida. You attended West Point. And after that, you came to the University of Tennessee. We share that in common. You were there a little bit before me, and you went there to study architecture. You met your wife at Sam and Andy's, which is down there on the Strip in Knoxville. And she was Bob Anderson's second daughter. As you met her and as y'all got married, then you automatically entered the floor covering business because you married into it.
Well, we were married for 6 years before I got into it. In the beginning, her father and I didn't really get along that well.
Is that right? So, okay.
Yeah. Well, he was a tough guy. You know, you had to figure out that you were going to be second whenever he was involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're recognized kind of as the innovation leader in the business at Anderson. That they were recognized as that under your leadership. You're somewhat of an inventor. You're the one that figured out that finish that they were using on some of these other products would work on wood, so you transferred that aluminum oxide finish idea over to hardwood. Anderson's known for, you know, making domestic species hardwood look like exotics. They penetrated the engineered flooring business and took a lot of share there. You, family man, I know. As a matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong, you just got back from Antarctica. Took a trip right after your retirement with Shaw and spent some time with your daughter, Allie. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. Had a great time.
You're also known as an outdoorsman, a businessman, and environmentalist. Have I got it about right there?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do all those things by myself, but I was fortunate enough to associate with people that were smart enough to make some of those things happen. I get probably more credit than I deserve on a lot of those things.
Well, I appreciate your humbleness, and when those other people retire, then I'll honor them too.
Okay.
You know, as you look at your career and you look back on it, I think it's a total of 33 years in flooring. The last 5.5 years with Shaw Industries. You know, I know in the last 5.5 years, not only have you helped to integrate Anderson into the Shaw organization, but you've also gone over in that South Pittsburgh plant and you've helped Shaw upgrade some of their systems, you know, with their own branded goods. But as you look back on your career, tell us what some of the highlights are.
Well, golly, there's a lot. You know, probably the most important part of my career was actually after I had been, you know, with Anderson and with Bob Anderson, my father-in-law,
yeah,
for about 9 years. You know, it takes a while to learn to ride the bicycle.
Right.
There's just a certain amount of learning curve that you have to go through, I think, in any business. I mean, maybe there are people that can just step into something and do it well right away, but most of us kind of have to get our feet on the ground and kind of learn the ropes and learn the lay of the land. I had been involved in the business for a good while, and I was doing kind of whatever needed to be done. I was kind of the utility fielder.
Right.
But I had an occasion, because the plant manager leaving, that I had to step into manufacturing. And I really had not done that before. I was involved with manufacturing, and I was kind of from an accounting standpoint where I would keep up with inventory and I do the scheduling and all that sort of thing. But I never was hands-on responsible for day-to-day manufacturing. In conjunction with taking over manufacturing, I also was building a house, and I put in, of course, some of our floors, and I laid them myself. And it took me a while. I had so much difficulty with those floors trying to install them that once I got through that, I knew exactly what we needed to do to improve our product, and that was 1990. And then it took me about 3 years to actually get all that stuff effected through the plant. Probably as far as just for me and for Anderson, that was a highlight. It was just learning what it looked like to our customer, you know, to an installer, you know, what when they open that box, you know, what were they going to encounter?
And, interesting.
There are just a lot of simple things that we ended up changing that just made a big difference.
Interesting. So you brought end-user empathy is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. When I talked to people, I had a much better understanding when they were, you know, telling me. Most people really don't just complain to complain. They usually are complaining to try to help you improve. I mean, it's constructive, mostly.
Right.
And I've had, you know, somebody else told me, I might have read it in the book. They said, if you really want to know what you need to do to improve your product or your company, go talk to your least happy customer. I can remember being in a truck one day on a guy that was on a mill tour, and he was from Southern California. I can't remember his name now. They had kind of had warned me that this guy was really upset with us, and we'd done several things to him that made him mad, and he had problems with the product. And so I told him that story. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, if you want to know what to improve, talk to your least happy customer. And he says, well, I reckon that's what you're doing. But, you know, he told me a lot of things, that, and it took a while, you know, to get those things straightened out. But I think most of them we were able to change and improve on. And I would say most of the good things that happened, or the things that, you know, now we talk about as accomplishments, were things that were requested by customers, or problems that customers had that, you know, they just voiced an opinion. I think if you just listen to your customers, most of what you need to know in business, you'll find out.
So was another one of the big highlights when the business was successfully sold for a profitable amount to Shaw Industries?
Certainly that, I guess that would have to be, I won't say the culmination of it, but yeah. it sort of was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shaw is a Berkshire Hathaway company. I think anybody, you know, that prides himself on being a businessman, I mean, that you take that kind of association with a company like that as being a vote of confidence and, you know, achieving some level of business success.
All right. So as we are doing an interview like this, another question I always like to ask is what advice you might have for some young person who's coming into the floor covering business. Is this a good career opportunity, and is there any other advice you have for them?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you said, architecture was really my passion and my love at that time in my life, and I did that. I became a licensed architect, and I practiced for, you know, 4 years. But the opportunity that presented itself to me was floor covering by virtue of the family connection. And I think that it's a great industry. I really like the fact that you've got, you know, long-term relationships with people. I mean, you're really doing business with friends. You know, I've got close friends that I met the first year I was in business. So, yeah, it's a great industry and a great way to make a living. There are a lot of very talented people, smart people from lots of different directions, people that are extremely smart at product sourcing, logistics. I mean, there's lots of ways to skin a cat and find a competitive angle. And you have that in all businesses, but I think you especially have it in floor covering. And it's just been a great ride.
You're actually living that advice because you have a very, very talented daughter, Allie. She's gotten into the business, and I guess you would have steered her in a different direction if you didn't feel like it was a good opportunity, right?
Well, if you know Allie very well, you know she's hard to steer. You know, I'm proud that she's doing so well, and you know she has a passion for the business. Really likes what she's doing at Shaw, and you know gets up every day excited about going to work and trying to make a difference. And I think she's able to do that. So yeah, I believe that.
And much like a Finkel, she's already making a difference, right?
Well, I believe she is, and I think that people that work with her will tell you that they think she's making a difference.
Okay, Don. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. We'll miss working with you day to day, but know we'll be in contact with you in your role as chairman of the Hardwood Federation.
Yeah, that's right. I'm happy to be doing that and glad to be doing it. There's a lot of industry issues, and, you know, unfortunately, a lot of what we experience in business these days, you know, is affected by Washington. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we say there, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And,
right.
There are some dedicated people that work very hard in Washington on behalf of the wood flooring industry and also the hardwood industry in general. And, you know, I'm happy to be involved with them.
Okay, Don. Again, been talking to Don Finkel, who just retired from 33 years of the hardwood business. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.